Hello, my friends. Today, I want to tell you the incredible story of Cleopatra, the last queen of ancient Egypt. This is not just a history lesson. It's a journey back in time, filled with drama, power, love, and ambition. Cleopatra was one of the most famous women in history, and her life is like an exciting movie. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this amazing story. Perfect for your English practice, and I promise you will love every moment of it. Chapter 1. Cleopatra's Early Life. Over 2,000 years ago, in 69 BCE, a baby girl was born in Alexandria, Egypt. This baby's name was Cleopatra VII, and she would grow up to become a queen like no other. But before she ruled, she was just a little girl with big dreams. Cleopatra was born into a royal family called the Ptolemaic dynasty. This family had ruled Egypt for many years, but they were not originally from Egypt. They came from Greece. Cleopatra's ancestor, Ptolemy I, was one of Alexander the Great's generals, and he became the king of Egypt after Alexander's death. So Cleopatra's family was both Greek and Egyptian. Cleopatra's father was King Ptolemy XII, and her mother might have been Cleopatra V. But historians are not completely sure about her mother's identity. Cleopatra grew up in a palace surrounded by luxury. She had servants, beautiful clothes, and the best education. But life in a royal family was not as easy as it seemed. There was always danger. Family members fought for power and sometimes even killed each other to become king or queen. From a very young age, Cleopatra learned that knowledge was power. While most women in her time were not educated, Cleopatra studied hard. She learned many languages, including Greek, Latin, Egyptian, and even Hebrew. It is said that she could speak at least 7 languages fluently. This was rare and made her very special. Cleopatra was also curious about everything. She studied science, math, literature, and politics. She wanted to be more than just a queen who wore a crown. She wanted to be a wise and powerful ruler. But she had another secret weapon, charm. Cleopatra was not only intelligent, she was also very confident. People said she had a beautiful voice that could capture anyone's heart. But her childhood was not all happy. Her father, King Ptolemy XII, was not a strong ruler. Many people in Egypt did not like him because they thought he was weak and spent too much money. Sometimes Cleopatra's family had to leave Egypt to stay safe. Cleopatra learned at a young age that being a ruler meant facing many enemies. When Cleopatra was around 14 years old, her life changed forever. Her mother disappeared. Some say she died, while others believe she was killed. Cleopatra's father became very sick, and soon Cleopatra would have to fight for the throne. She was still a teenager, but she was already preparing to become queen. What made Cleopatra different from other rulers was her deep love for Egypt. Even though she was part of a Greek family, she respected Egyptian traditions. She was the first Ptolemaic ruler to learn the Egyptian language, and she even presented herself as the goddess Isis, a powerful figure in Egyptian mythology. By the time Cleopatra was a young woman, she was ready to rule. But ruling Egypt would not be easy. She had enemies inside and outside her family. She knew she would have to be brave, clever, and strong. And so, the story of Cleopatra's rise to power begins. Chapter 2. Cleopatra becomes queen. Cleopatra was no ordinary young woman. From the moment she was born, her destiny was to rule. But becoming queen was not easy. It was a path full of danger, betrayal, and clever plans. Let me tell that how Cleopatra became the Queen of Egypt. When Cleopatra was 18 years old, her father, King Ptolemy XII, passed away. In his will, he declared that Cleopatra would rule Egypt, but not alone. She had to share the throne with her younger brother, Ptolemy XIII, who was only 10 years old. Yes, in ancient Egypt, it was common for siblings to rule together, even if they were very young. But Cleopatra didn't want to share her power. She believed she was more capable and smarter than her brother. She had studied languages, history, and politics, while her brother was just a child with no experience. Cleopatra knew she had to take control if she wanted to protect Egypt and rule it the way it deserved. At first, Cleopatra tried to work with her brother, but soon their advisors started plotting against her. The advisors didn't like the idea of a strong and intelligent woman ruling Egypt. They wanted Ptolemy XIII to have all the power because he was easier to control. Cleopatra's life quickly became very dangerous. She was forced to leave the royal palace and flee to the desert. Imagine this: Cleopatra, the rightful queen, wandering in the hot, dry desert with only a few loyal followers. She had no home, no army, and no throne. But Cleopatra was not the kind of woman who gave up. While she was in exile, Cleopatra began to make a plan. She knew she couldn't take back her throne alone. She needed help, and she had to think fast. Luckily, at this time, a powerful Roman general named Julius Caesar arrived in Egypt. Caesar was one of the most famous and influential men in the world, and Cleopatra saw an opportunity. Cleopatra decided to meet Caesar, but she knew she had to do something dramatic to grab his attention. She couldn't just walk into the palace because her enemies would stop her. So she came up with a bold and clever idea. One night, Cleopatra had her loyal servant wrap her in a large carpet. Yes, a carpet. Then, the servant carried the carpet into Caesar's quarters as a gift. When the carpet was unrolled, Cleopatra appeared, looking stunning and full of confidence. Imagine Caesar's surprise when this beautiful, intelligent young woman emerged from the carpet. Cleopatra spoke to Caesar with charm and intelligence. She told him about her struggles, her love for Egypt, and her dreams of becoming a great queen. Caesar was impressed. He saw that Cleopatra was not just beautiful, she was also brilliant and ambitious. Caesar agreed to help Cleopatra regain her throne. Together, they planned a way to defeat Ptolemy XIII and his advisors. Cleopatra's enemies didn't stand a chance against the combined forces of Cleopatra and Caesar. After a fierce battle, Ptolemy XIII was defeated, and Cleopatra was restored as the Queen of Egypt. But Cleopatra wasn't just satisfied with regaining her throne. She wanted Egypt to become powerful and respected again. She started working closely with Caesar to strengthen her country. She introduced new policies, improved trade, and even built a strong relationship between Egypt and Rome. Chapter 3. Cleopatra and Julius Caesar. Cleopatra was now the Queen of Egypt, but her life was far from peaceful. She had won her throne back with the help of Julius Caesar, one of the most powerful men in Rome. But their story wasn't just about politics. It was also about love, ambition, and danger. After Cleopatra defeated her brother, Ptolemy XIII, with Caesar's help, she became the most powerful person in Egypt. But she didn't want to just rule Egypt. She wanted to make her country strong and respected across the world. She knew that having Caesar by her side could help her achieve her dreams. Cleopatra and Caesar spent a lot of time together after the battle. Cleopatra admired Caesar's strength, intelligence, and ability to lead armies. Caesar admired Cleopatra's beauty, charm, and clever mind. Even though Caesar was much older than Cleopatra, he was around 52 years old while Cleopatra was only 21, their connection was strong. Cleopatra invited Caesar to stay in Egypt, and he agreed. Together they explored the beautiful city of Alexandria, sailed along the Nile River, and talked about their plans for the future. Cleopatra showed Caesar the rich culture and history of Egypt, and Caesar was impressed. He saw that Egypt was not just a land of deserts and pyramids, it was a powerful and wealthy country with great potential. During this time, Cleopatra became pregnant. In 47 BCE, she gave birth to a son, whom she named Ptolemy Caesar, but people called him Caesarion, which means Little Caesar. Cleopatra believed that Caesarion would one day unite Egypt and Rome, creating a powerful empire. She wanted her son to be a symbol of strength and unity. But their happiness didn't last long. Cleopatra and Caesar's relationship caused a lot of problems. Many people in Rome didn't like the idea of Caesar being so close to a foreign queen. They thought Cleopatra was trying to take control of Rome through Caesar. Some even called her a dangerous temptress. Caesar decided to return to Rome, but he didn't leave Cleopatra behind. Instead, he invited her to come with him. Cleopatra, always bold and fearless, agreed. She traveled to Rome with Caesarion and a grand entourage. Imagine the scene. Cleopatra arriving in Rome with golden chariots, exotic animals, and beautiful Egyptian servants. She wanted to show the Romans the wealth and power of Egypt. In Rome, Cleopatra lived in a luxurious villa provided by Caesar. She attended banquets, met important Roman leaders, and even influenced Roman fashion with her Egyptian style. But not everyone welcomed her. Roman women were especially unhappy because Cleopatra was so different. She was confident, glamorous, and unafraid to stand out. While in Rome, Cleopatra witnessed Caesar's rise to power. He declared himself dictator for life, meaning he had complete control over Rome. Cleopatra hoped that this would strengthen their alliance, but trouble was brewing. Many Roman senators were unhappy with Caesar's growing power, and they started plotting against him. In 44 BCE, something terrible happened. Julius Caesar was assassinated by a group of senators who feared he was becoming too powerful. They stabbed him in the Roman Senate, and his death shocked the world. Cleopatra was devastated. She had lost her greatest ally and the father of her son. Cleopatra knew that her life was in danger. Without Caesar, she had no protection in Rome. Many people saw her as a threat, and she had to act quickly. She gathered her servants, her son, and all her treasures, and fled back to Egypt. Back in Egypt, Cleopatra was determined to stay strong. She mourned Caesar's death, but didn't let it stop her. She continued to rule Egypt with wisdom and courage. She strengthened her army, improved the economy, and prepared for whatever challenges would come next. Cleopatra also made sure to protect her son, Caesarion. She wanted him to grow up as a strong leader who could one day fulfill her dream of uniting Egypt and Rome. She taught him about politics, strategy, and the responsibilities of being a ruler. But Cleopatra knew that Egypt was still in a dangerous position. Rome was the most powerful empire in the world, and Egypt needed a strong ally. Cleopatra began to look for new ways to protect her country and her throne. This chapter of Cleopatra's life was filled with love, loss, and survival. She had faced one of the greatest tragedies of her life, but refused to give up. Chapter 4. Cleopatra and Mark Antony. Cleopatra's life took another exciting and dramatic turn after Julius Caesar's death. This chapter is about Cleopatra's meeting with Mark Antony, one of the most powerful leaders in Rome, and how their story became one of the most famous love stories in history. After Julius Caesar died, Rome was in chaos. Many powerful men were fighting to take control of the empire. Among them were Mark Antony, Octavian, Caesar's adopted son, and Lepidus. Together, they formed the Second Triumvirate to rule Rome, but it was clear they didn't trust each other. Mark Antony was a brave soldier and a skilled leader. He was strong, handsome, and very confident. He was also charming, and people admired him. Mark Antony had heard about Cleopatra, the beautiful and intelligent queen of Egypt, but they had never met. At this time, Mark Antony wanted Egypt's support because Egypt was a rich and powerful country. Cleopatra, on the other hand, wanted to protect Egypt from Rome's growing power. She knew that building a strong alliance with Mark Antony could help her achieve that. One day, Mark Antony sent a message to Cleopatra. He wanted her to meet him in Tarsus, a city in modern-day Turkey, to discuss their alliance. Cleopatra knew this was her chance to impress Antony, and she planned something unforgettable. When Cleopatra arrived in Tarsus, she didn't just come as an ordinary queen. She made a grand entrance that would leave everyone speechless. Cleopatra sailed to Tarsus on a golden ship with silver oars and purple sails. She dressed as the goddess Aphrodite, the goddess of love and beauty, and surrounded herself with beautiful servants dressed as gods and goddesses. The air was filled with the sweet smell of perfumes and flowers. When Antony saw Cleopatra, he was amazed. He had never seen anyone like her. She was confident, intelligent, and beautiful. Cleopatra spoke to Antony with charm and wit, and he couldn't take his eyes off her. That meeting was the beginning of their powerful and passionate relationship. Cleopatra invited Antony to come to Egypt, and he accepted. In Alexandria, they spent time together, enjoying lavish banquets, parties, and games. Cleopatra showed Antony the beauty of Egypt and its rich culture. They laughed, shared stories, and made plans for the future. Antony fell deeply in love with Cleopatra, and she fell in love with him too. Together, they dreamed of creating a great empire that would rule both Rome and Egypt. Cleopatra believed that with Antony by her side, she could protect Egypt and make it more powerful than ever. But their relationship wasn't just about love. It was also about politics. Antony needed Cleopatra's wealth and resources to support his military campaigns, and Cleopatra needed Antony's power to protect Egypt. They both knew that they were stronger together. Cleopatra and Antony's love grew stronger, and they even had three children together, a son named Alexander Helios, a daughter named Cleopatra Selene, and another son named Ptolemy Philadelphus. Cleopatra was proud of her family and believed her children would one day rule a great empire. However, not everyone was happy about their relationship. In Rome, Antony's alliance with Cleopatra made many people angry, especially Octavian. Octavian saw Cleopatra as a threat and accused her of trying to take control of Rome. He began spreading rumors that Cleopatra had bewitched Antony with her beauty and charms. Antony's alliance with Cleopatra also caused problems in his personal life. He was already married to Octavian's sister, Octavia, but he chose to stay with Cleopatra instead. This created tension between Antony and Octavian, and their rivalry grew stronger. The tension between Antony and Octavian eventually led to war. Octavian declared Cleopatra and Antony enemies of Rome and sent his army to fight them. Cleopatra and Antony prepared for battle, knowing that everything they had worked for was at stake. Chapter 5. The Fall of Cleopatra and Mark Antony. Cleopatra and Mark Antony were ready to fight for their love, their dreams, and their kingdoms. They stood together as a powerful couple, determined to protect everything they had built. But their final chapter was filled with betrayal, heartbreak, and courage that would inspire people for centuries. Octavian, their greatest enemy, was determined to destroy Cleopatra and Antony. He wanted to take control of Egypt and stop Antony from gaining more power. Octavian's army was strong, disciplined, and well prepared for war. Cleopatra and Antony, however, were not going to give up without a fight. They decided to face Octavian in a great naval battle. This battle, known as the Battle of Actium, took place in 31 BCE near the coast of Greece. Cleopatra brought her fleet of Egyptian ships, and Antony brought his Roman forces. Together, they believed they could win. The day of the battle arrived, and the sea was filled with ships, soldiers, and weapons. Cleopatra and Antony fought bravely, but Octavian's army was too strong. During the battle, something unexpected happened. Cleopatra's ship suddenly turned and sailed away. Many believe that Cleopatra retreated to protect her fleet and herself, but Antony misunderstood her actions. He thought Cleopatra had betrayed him. Feeling heartbroken and confused, Antony's forces began to fall apart. Octavian's army defeated them, and Antony was left devastated. He returned to Egypt to find Cleopatra, desperate for answers. When they met, Cleopatra explained her actions. She told Antony she had not betrayed him. She had only wanted to save their lives. Antony believed her, and their love remained strong. But they knew their enemies were closing in. Octavian's army followed them to Egypt. Cleopatra and Antony tried to defend Alexandria, but they were outnumbered. They realized they couldn't win this war, but they were determined to stay together until the end. Antony fought bravely in one last battle, but his army was defeated. Heartbroken and believing Cleopatra was dead, Antony fell on his sword. As he lay dying, news came that Cleopatra was still alive. His servants carried him to Cleopatra's hiding place, and the two lovers shared their final moments together. Antony died in Cleopatra's arms, leaving her alone to face her enemies. Cleopatra knew that Octavian would soon capture her. She refused to let him parade her through Rome as a prisoner, showing her as a defeated queen. Cleopatra was a woman of pride and dignity. She decided to take control of her fate. In her final moments, Cleopatra dressed in her royal robes and crown. She surrounded herself with treasures and symbols of her reign. According to legend, she arranged for a poisonous snake, called an asp, to be brought to her. She allowed the snake to bite her, ending her life on her own terms. When Octavian arrived, he found Cleopatra dead, lying peacefully in her royal chamber. He was shocked, but also impressed by her courage. Cleopatra's death marked the end of the Egyptian kingdom. Octavian took control of Egypt, and it became part of the Roman Empire. But Cleopatra's story didn't end there. Her life and her love with Antony became legendary. People admired her for her intelligence, bravery, and determination. She was not just a queen. She was a symbol of strength, resilience, and courage. Cleopatra's story teaches us that even in the face of great challenges, we can stand strong and fight for what we believe in. She never gave up on her dreams or her country. She showed the world that women can be powerful leaders, thinkers, and warriors. Her life may have ended in tragedy, but her legacy lives on. Cleopatra reminds us to never give up, to believe in ourselves, and to take control of our destiny. She proved that even in the darkest moments, we can face our challenges with courage and dignity. So, my friends, let Cleopatra's story inspire you to be strong, to dream big, and to never let fear stop you. Her life may have been filled with struggles, but it was also filled with love, hope, and greatness. Be like Cleopatra, bold, fearless, and unforgettable. What did you think of this incredible journey? Isn't Cleopatra's story one of the most inspiring stories in history? Let her life remind you that no matter how hard life gets, you have the power to rise above it.